All right, Russ Brown, 2 weeks in a row after not even racing here all season. What do you do now? You just park it until Classic or what?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to park it until Classic. He just wanted to make sure for over the long haul if the thing got better, and it doesn't go away. It runs the same lap time all night long. I mean, I think they're a little faster to begin with than we are, but over the long haul, the thing never changes. Just gets better and everybody backs up, and we come forward. So you got to thank Ray and the guys. I mean, I messed it up in the heat. That was my fault. I freaking made a bonehead move and checked up too hard and stuck it in the fence and messed it all up. But
I was going to say that if you had won your heat, you would have been complete easy 4-for-4.
Yeah, the heats. I was just trying to get to fourth, and they loaded our heat up, which is good for them. So I don't know. All in all, it's a good night. The corner speed is ungodly. I mean, in the middle of the corner, it's crazy how fast it is between caution light to caution light compared to everybody else's, and it only gets better. So
you hit that massive wreck off of turn 4, and you made a nice move to the inside. What did you see in that wreck?
Well, we went around there side by side. There was 2x2 there for, I don't know, two laps, however long it was. And there was no way it was going to keep going that way. I mean, nothing against it, but everybody wants that one spot, and they were getting in the gas harder, and cars were starting to wiggle. So I just backed out, getting in the three, and got in line, and I had a place to go. And sure enough, it was just, I don't know, it was just one of those feeling things that I had that, you know, there's certain situations that if you can't go anywhere, you might as well back up and wait for it to move or do something so you can get going, so.
You had nothing to do with that wreck?
Absolutely not. Never touched the soul. The wreck that really scared me is the first one there, going in the three there, where, I don't know, I guess Alex and JJ got together, or somebody got together. And I went to the high side, and the guy that was spun out, I don't know who it was, sitting there sideways, was rolling back up the track, and I already committed. And I about stopped, and I kind of got ran into from the back. But all in all, it's a good night again, and the freaking car is awesome.
You know, the track's going to want you to come back here. You're making these races exciting, these passes to win the race just a couple laps to go.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe if they double the purse.
Yeah, if they start paying big money like they did tonight, we'll be back. But, no, we're just, you know, we're trying to get ready for Classic, make sure it goes over the long haul. And last week it was a little off at the end of the race. I didn't think it was as good as it should have been compared to tonight. Tonight it was the last five laps, the thing was a freaking missile. I mean, it felt like it had brand-new tires on it compared to everybody else's, and like I said, the apex speed in the thing is just crazy, and that's where we're getting them, you know. I mean, when you lift and you get back in the gas, it's wide open, and it drives off like a streetcar, so it's a lot of fun.
You're the first repeat winner of this race since, like, 1999, 2000 year.
I spent a lot of years trying to win this race, and Jack will tell you that me and Jack had a little altercation the last time I won, and I beat him with one to go or whatever, and he still hasn't forgot it, so. So tonight was just come out and make sure the car was good for Classic and try to roll it on a trailer one piece, and I wasn't sure that was going to happen, but like I said, all in all, good night. I got to thank the crew, and don't forget, we got a big benefit tomorrow for one of my employees that's worked for us 35 years. His wife got in a real bad accident, and she's paralyzed from the waist down, so we got like 90 things to auction and silent auction, so if anybody's bored tomorrow, even though I'm not sure that your story will be out, but if anybody's bored tomorrow, come to Belleville Fireman's Field Day.
We're not even bored, just they want to do something good.
Yeah, and just donate money. I mean, you know, her kids just left the house. They all graduated. They got jobs and stuff. And it just makes you realize, you know, the bad night at the racetrack is nothing compared to what she's going through. I mean, she's paralyzed from her waist down and never going to walk again. So as much as we hate to do what we do here and bitch and complain about stuff, we have nothing to complain about, none of us.